Hey, wake up. Wake up. Yep, class is already over, and you just slept right through it. So you've done it again, haven't you? This is the third time you've fallen asleep in class this week, and it's still Tuesday. You know what? Meet me in my office after school. Listen, you're not exactly in trouble, but I'm not happy with you either. I just need to talk to you about your current situation. Now stop worrying and get to your next class already. But don't forget to see me after school. So, you're already here. All right. Now, tell me, when did you go to bed last night? No, there is no way you went to bed at 11. Since the past few weeks, you've been late to school nearly every morning, and you would look absolutely terrible when you arrive. Your clothing would be messy, and it's like you didn't even have enough time to wash your face. Many of your other teachers have been telling me that you weren't paying attention in class as well. And of course, you've been falling asleep, which is getting more and more frequent. Now, one more time. When did you actually go to bed last night? You were up until 3 a.m.? Why? You were playing video games with friends. Are you serious? What? What is wrong with you? No, do not say you're sorry to me. Say it to no one but yourself. Do you have any idea how much your grades are dropping? Just look for yourself. You were getting nothing but straight A's for the first semester, and now? You're failing assignments and tests left and right. It's like you don't even care anymore. How could you do this to yourself? To your future? Hey. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I sounded harsh. I'm not yelling at you because I hate you. I don't want to yell at you. I want nothing but your academic success. You were doing so well in the first semester. You were on the path of attending such an excellent university. Do you have any idea how proud of you I was? But now, look at how bad your grades have gotten. At this rate, there's no way your applications won't get turned down. This is your last year in high school. Next year, you will be starting university. So you're at an extremely critical time of your life. And you must be prepared. So to see you in such an awful state, I'm extremely worried about you. Do you understand? You only stray further away from your intended goal as the day passes. To see so much of your past effort, your accomplishments, your parents' money spent on tuition, and of course, your excellent potential, all wasted, honestly, it breaks my heart. I want you to return to how well you were doing in the first semester and make the most out of the rest of the year, and it certainly is still possible for that to happen. Unless that's not what you want, and you only want to settle for a mediocre college and spend the rest of your life having a job with an unpromising salary. I don't want to force you to do something you don't want to do. We'll only end up wasting our time, and you could end up hating me. But you are far from hopeless, and there is still enough time for you to make a comeback. Otherwise, I would never have this talk with you. In fact, know this. If you want things to go back the way they are, I am always here to help you. Not only is it my job, but also my genuine desire. You were one of the most promising students of the grade. So tell me, in all honesty, what do you want from now on? Do you want to make your way back to the top? Or do you not care anymore? Okay, wise choice. See? You are a smart kid. You certainly have the abilities to accomplish greatness. So don't waste it. Use it for your own sake, your own future. All right? Now, since you've made your choice, you must stick to it until the end. And as I've said before, I'm always here to help you. But first, I have more questions. Other than staying up late and playing video games, is there anything else that's having a negative effect on your grades? Once again, be honest with me. So, some of your friends invite you to parties on Friday nights? Let me guess, they are the same friends who keep you up late at night playing video games, hmm? They are? Well, you need to talk to them about your situation. You are at an extremely important time of your life, and you cannot afford to be distracted by playing and goofing around. Well, not until after the school year ends, that is. If they're really your friends, they'd understand you and would gladly give you space. But if they get upset at you for it, then they're not your friends to begin with, because no friend would want to see you lose such a bright future. All right? Good. Anything else? The course material is getting more difficult for you. Oh dear. What should I do? Say, are you usually free after school? All but Thursdays, because you have debate club at that time. All right. It's too late today, but starting from tomorrow, I want you to come to my office after school every day that you can, so we can have an hour tutor session, where I can help you catch up on things. Review lectures during class, maybe help you with assignments, and if you have any questions about course material, that would be a perfect time to ask. Is that okay with you? Oh, no. I really don't mind at all. I can easily make 1 hour out of my schedule. Plus, as I said, I really want you to do good, and I will do everything I can to help you. However, if you, for some reason, cannot make time after school, please make sure to let me know beforehand. After class would be a good time. Okay? Good. Is there anything else you need to let me know about your situation? That's all? Excellent. Now, as mentioned before, you've made the decision to improve your situation. Thus, you must stick to it. Now promise me that's what you'll do from now on. Good. All right. That's pretty much all I wanted to talk to you about, but before you go, do not stay up later than 12 a.m. Not only will that worsen your performance, but it's also terrible for your health. Bonus points if you develop a bad habit out of it. Do you understand? Perfect. Then I better not see you come late to school tomorrow morning. See you tomorrow.